Hey, this is Rich Pav from HelloFromJapan.com. I just finished going on a walk with a friend. It's kind of cool. We just message a friend on internet and say, hey, I'm going for a walk, get on Skype, and go for a walk together. We can be hundreds of kilometers away or different parts of the world and go for a walk together. It's one of those little perks of living in the 21st century you never really think about. But, you know, if somebody told me 20 years ago, be able to do something like that, I don't think I would have believed it. But anyway, a friend on the internet, on Facebook, posted a little infographic. Let me get up here on my crappy Android phone. Facebook. Here we go. She reposted a picture from a Facebook account called Unusual Facts, and it reads, in Japan, you can hire a handsome man to show up at your office and watch sad videos with you until you cry, and then wipe away your tears for you. It's like you can start off anything with in Japan, and whatever comes after that can be so ridiculous, but people are conditioned to believe it. My favorite is, in Japan there are used panty vending machines. You'd never find one if you came looking for one. In Japan, watermelons are cubed because they fit into small Japanese refrigerators better. I've only seen cubed watermelons on the internet. In Japan, you can get a dancing dead octopus on rice. The octopus is dead, but when you pour soy sauce over it, it dances. There's one restaurant in Hokkaido at a fish market that has this dish. And it's kind of gross to Japanese people, too. Let me think of another one. In Japan, there are brothels where instead of women, they have sex dolls. You know, it probably exists. There's probably one somewhere. They'd never give the context of these things. Like this, a handsome man comes to your office and watches sad videos for you and then wipes your tears. There is one company in Shinjuku. That company might be only one person and a bunch of male hosts from a host bar who need extra work during the day when they're not working doing host bars, that has this service. It's not everywhere in Japan. It's not like you can order a handsome man like you can order a pizza for lunch. These things that they always talk about, these crazy, zany, wacky Japan things, they're never in context. In Japan, people aren't getting married because men spend their times with stuffed pillows of anime characters. I think there's probably 5 men in Japan who probably do that. In Japan, people, it's a fad to pump saline into your forehead so that you get this big ball sticking out of your head, and then you push your finger in the middle of it and it looks like a donut. I think there are 5 people in Japan that were actually doing that, and it showed up on National Geographic as some sort of evidence of some big fad, some fashion fad. I get tired of hearing these things. But there's so many of them, and there's such a barrage of them on the internet that people believe that they're true. I mean, they're true to an extent, but to a very small extent. Japan, life in Japan is very not weird. I wake up, I eat breakfast, do some preparation, I go out, I go to work, come back, surf the internet, go to bed. I think everyone's life is about the same. Watch TV. There's very little tentacle porn or I don't know, all these crazy things. But it actually goes both ways. There's news about crazy things in America too. Somebody once asked me if it was true that if there's a trampoline in every backyard of America. Why do people want to believe these things about Japan? I don't think life is that different anywhere in the world. There's the same pattern. I don't know what that noise is. Anyway, that's my podcast for today. See you tomorrow.